Network.
We are locked and loaded. Found it in the front line in the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com is our guest for another 30 minutes. We're going straight to your call. Before he leaves us, more trends forecasting as we look over the horizon to the mind of Gerald Celente. Cynthia in Maryland, thanks for holding here on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to say before the break, before this one, I noticed that there was Doctor Who music playing in the background, and I thought that was so apropos because I just wanted to say that Doctor Who, Charlie Jade, Eureka, Heroes, and another show, everybody knows them as science fiction, but I have to say that they are based on fact. There are a lot of aspects of those shows that are put into science fiction, but are actually based on fact. If you do
When I grew up, hardly anybody had cable, and we didn't have cable. And I could, one of the few shows on was Doctor Who, and I watched it a few times. But Paul Watson wrote an article a few years ago about the new Doctor Who, where the government stages a fake alien attack on London as a pretext to crack down on the population. Do you have any questions for Gerald Celente?
No, I just wanted to give some other educational resources, being Link TV, Free Speech TV, WPFW, and Democracy Now.
My problem with Democracy Now is it is better than some mainstream corporate media, but it's still Ford Foundation funded and is still behind Obama. But at least they did admit that Obama lied about how he wasn't going to sign signing statements. Gerald Celente, I mean, we know they're liars, but you've been studying this for 30-plus years and advising government corporations, you name it. Is the lying getting more intense, or is it just we're aware of it? Because the New York Times and others have a school program where they give fact sheets to school children saying there is no mercury in the shots, it doesn't give you neurological disorders, it can't sterilize you. But then the drug insert from FDA.gov, I showed this on television / radio show yesterday, here they are, says that it can do all of that and that there is mercury in it. And so just all of the lie, and Obama, he seems to have broken all the lying records in my book. Your take on that?
Well, he has, and it's every time that you go through the litany of lies from Obama, what he said he was going to do, whether it has to do with habeas corpus, rendition, the Patriot Act, wiretapping, pulling the troops out of Iraq, putting more troops into Afghanistan, bombing sovereign nations. You go after one issue after another.
Lobbyist, lying, saying he would have open government.
And you tell these things to his liberal supporters, and what I say is that you go through the facts and they look at you, and the only thing they could do is give you a quiche-eating grin and a balsamic smile, and they say, well, give him time, or, oh, he can't really fight that much about this. You know, just give him a chance. What chance? How much more chance? He's one of them. Nothing has changed. It's only a different team in there playing the same crooked games. Has the lying increased? Yes, it has. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. It's one lie after another every day. But the biggest thing that's happened, Alex, between Bush and Obama in one year, is that this country went from the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world, the one that was the envy of everybody that wanted to come here to make their mark, to now a country that's too big to fail, that they have jammed down the public's throats, this too big to fail lie, and that all our resources should be going to protect them. You know, in our Trends Journal, we did a story about this too big to fail. After Obama was elected in December, they asked him, why are we bailing out these companies? And he came out with this two-bit analogy. Well, if your neighbor's house is on fire, even if he smoked in bed or left the stove on, wouldn't you want to put it out if it was going to catch your fire onto your house? Well, 7 months later, on 60 Minutes, they asked Federal Chairman Bernanke the same question. And you know what he said? What if your house, neighbor's house is on fire and he left a stove on and smoked in bed? Wouldn't you want to put it on?
Stay there. You're reading off the script.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go to Michael, Nikki, Luke, Captain Truth, and others for trends forecaster Gerald Celente, but I wanted to finish up talking about Obama. It's just like when you grow up loving a football team, you identify with it like a political party. You don't want to admit when it's doing things wrong or lying to you. And so many Americans, this is changing, and that's our salvation politically, that the Republicans, the leadership, will lie to you. They work for the same special interest. The Democrats work for the same offshore criminal special interest. But you talk to Obama supporters, and it's just like Bush supporters, when we would say, he's spying on you. He's setting up Homeland Security for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're setting up Brigade Homeland through NORTHCOM to use the military against us. He lied about WMDs. He's torturing people. He's tripled the size of government. He's going along with all the Clinton advisors from before him with this seamless scam. The politicians change, but the Wall Street cronies stay in place, and they wouldn't listen. Now, as soon as Bush left office, they suddenly woke up to all these issues and got upset because now they saw Obama carrying out the issues. Suddenly, Democrats that could see what Bush was doing that was wrong were blind to Obama, and they'll get this sickening smile and say, you're just jealous of him. You're just a Republican. You're just a racist. You just don't like him. You got to give him time. when he's lied, as we mentioned earlier, about everything, a new standard in lying, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush, worse than Tricky Dick Nixon. Now they're having to give Senate speeches on the floor about his enemies list. I'm listed in the news as in the top 25 White House enemies for Obama deception. They're really going to hate Fall of the Republic that's now launched, that's now dropped. And it's this delusional syndrome where either people are waking up more than ever. We see a quickening there, huge numbers waking up. But still, those that are staying asleep are getting even stupider. They love being abused. They love being lied to. They love being scammed. They think it's cute. They think it's funny. They have invested in Obama. They have invested in the government. I have the Wall Street Journal with the head of the healthcare lobby admitting that the insurance companies wrote this as alluding and that the government wants a new tax, so they're going to split it with the insurance companies, and that they may back out because of citizen pressure by both liberals and conservatives against $5,000 fines. They want that. Obama only wants $2,000 fines if you don't get insurance, that they're pulling out of what they wrote. And they admit that in this insurers stand against committee's plan. So we hear the fake left saying, oh, Alex, you don't want the health care plan because you work for the insurance companies, when the insurance companies wrote the stinking thing. It's like it's a matrix of lies. The lies are so big that the general public just doesn't even know what to do. It's like the media, Gerald, saying there's no mercury in the shot. As I mentioned, when I have the insert for the H1N1 shot right here, and FDA.gov saying can give you Guillain-Barre's and can sterilize you and give you cancer. I mean, it's just, what's going to happen to the system as people finally wake up to the fact that they've been completely screwed?
Well, again, we're seeing, this is, again, as we've mentioned many times and have been writing about it since 2002, and that this is much more than an economic crisis. This is the decline of Empire America. We've lost our morality. And, you know, morals don't change. Values do. And people have lost their own self-respect. When they talk about health care reform, what are you going to reform? Look at this nation. It's a junk food eating nation. They poison their bodies with junk food, and they poison their minds with junk information. How could any intelligent adult turn on the TV and listen to, you know, the nightly news or any of this other stuff when you have these bad actors, these grade B actors reading scripts and that talk about Michael Jackson for a month and a half? So the people, again, America's the first, second, and third world nation wrapped into one. We're looking at a good 20% of the people right now that are neither right or left. They're all independent thinkers that are going to be at the forefront of this revolution. So again, we see this breaking down, and we also see the nation breaking down, and we can see it breaking down into smaller parts.
Well, Gerald, before the mainstream media, with other inoculation campaigns they push, they would just beat around the bush, never say there wasn't mercury in it. They would just leave that out and say it's safe. Now the New York Times and government program for public schools lies and gives parents and school children a handout saying there is no mercury, there is no adjuvants, it cannot, there are no side effects. When every of the five versions of the vaccine, I'm holding one, anyone can get this at Walgreens, saying it can give you neurological disorders, saying it can sterilize you, saying it has mercury. I mean, I'm reading from FDA.gov, influenza H1N1 2009 vaccine information sheet, Diagnostics Limited, put out by Norvitus, the main vaccine maker.
Alex. And it says, look, the New York Times is the paper that took the nation to war against Iraq with the stories of, remember the aluminum tubes and the yellow cake? I mean, you know, this is the New York Times that promoted the war. This is the New York Times that, when the markets were unfolding in August of 2007, quoted all these experts that said, oh, it's just a hiccup. Here, in front of me, the New York Times, last Saturday, October 17th. This guy goes on to say, well, there are plenty of experts who will tell you the worst is over, and I hope they're right. But as Mr. Roth is about this book discovered in the 1930s, the experts can't predict the future any better than the rest of us. Yes, we can predict the future better than they can. It's the arrogance of the New York Times.
Well, how, but you said it, though. They're delusional. Don't they know that's why they're all going under and going bankrupt? Don't they know that's why mainstream media is in a crisis? And instead of telling the truth, they just intensify the lying. It's like putting gasoline on a fire to put it out.
Let's take members of the same club. It's the White Shoe Boys Club. That's why you go to Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. What do you think? They don't teach you better than anywhere else. It's you get into the system. And you look at the same, you read the New York Times, they quote the same experts that have been wrong 100 times before to ask them what's going to happen next. And then they have the arrogance to say that nobody could forecast the future because they didn't see it coming. And again, this is the paper that took the nation to war. Let's not forget the stories about the yellow cake and the aluminum tubes and the nuclear weapons in Iraq.
It's just another level of lying, though, to say there are no adverse reactions to the vaccine.
Exactly. It's just another lie.
Let's talk to Mike.
They're used to it. This is what they're good at.
Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. I love the movie.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I have a question, or maybe it's just a comment. It's about the movie and the Federal Reserve. My question is if our politicians, if our Congress is all corrupt, they're passing bills without even reading them, and they're giving all our money away to offshore banks. That's one message. And then another gentleman that was interviewed in your movie said that he was in favor of nationalizing the Fed and putting the Fed in the hands of Congress. How could we trust putting the Fed in the hands of Congress if they're all corrupt? And
I'd like to comment on that. Number one, we have different guests on who have different perspectives. This is not like some cult where we just sit here and believe what I think or believe what one guest thinks. It's a college of ideas to get people really thinking about details. But number one, the Constitution says that the Congress is the boss because the people elect them. They follow the Constitution. The president then executes. The president just doesn't do what he wants. The Congress ran the coining and issuance of currency and credit, set the rules until 1913, and our nation on average had a 10% growth rate from 1789 until 1913. Now look at us today. We built the capital, we built the nation, we built this wealth without an offshore banking cartel playing hanky-panky with the interest rates and the money and giving themselves unlimited cash. And so, yes, we need to nationalize the Fed, and Ron Paul and others have a plan under the Constitution to get us out of this crisis we're in. If not, these bankers are going to keep raping us. Gerald Celente.
Well, you hit it. The Federal Reserve is Washington, and Washington's the Federal Reserve. At the break, I was mentioning about how Obama said about the too big to fails, use this dumb analogy about your neighbor's house burning down. And then on 60 Minutes, Ben Bernanke, several months later, said, quote, if you have a neighbor who smokes in bed and he risks the risk to everybody, using the same exact analogy, his bogus analogy. And the point being is that there is no separation between the Fed and Washington. Federal Reserve is Washington. Look who the Treasury Secretary is. Only a blind person can't see it. It's Timothy Geithner. Where did Timothy Geithner come from? Well, he was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and now he's in charge of the Treasury.
Let me go further. And the guy talking about, well, somebody smoked in bed, we still got to put the fire out. It's Bernanke and Geithner and all these private bank heads that are the ones smoking in bed, but they weren't just smoking in bed. They're the ones burning the houses down because they own and run the fire department and we didn't pay our protection money. And even when we pay them the tens of trillions of protection money, they just leverage that against our economy to buy us up. They're pirates. Can't people get it? They're criminal pirates, as Ron Paul has said. There isn't a grand jury in the country that couldn't indict every one of them for insider trading, conflicts of interest. You got all these Treasury Department heads making tens of millions apiece, in some cases billions, off of money they gave to their own stinking banks.
I know. I know. How could anybody not see it? This is the greatest bank robbery in history, but the banks are doing the robbing.
Man, I got a headache. I just got so mad. Stay with us more.
Hi, it's MZ. Wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not. Don't trust it. But then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Segment with Gerald Celente. Let's go to Nikki in Ohio. Nikki, quick question. We got to move fast. Welcome.
Hi there. It's great to be on the show with you guys. You guys have the excellent show. I'm always excited to hear both of you speaking. First, I wanted to ask a question about the PPFA award, if you know about the Margaret Sanger award.
I know Margaret Sanger was a top eugenicist and best friends with Adolf Hitler. The Rockefellers gave her the money, and she said blacks were subhuman, but we have to pose as liberals so we can set up death centers in their neighborhoods, and so the liberals love it and offer their children up to the state. But I'm not familiar with this award.
Well, this is interesting. Along with
I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back to you because this isn't for Gerald Celente. We don't stay there, Nikki. We don't screen the calls, but when we go to you, and it's not for the guest. You know what? I'm just going to go to calls. I know a lot of these are for Gerald, but with the time we have left, Gerald, finish up with other trends, other predictions because current events form future trends. In the last 3 minutes, tell us what else we should be on the lookout for. By the way, Gerald Celente is in Fall of the Republic. Go ahead.
What people should be aware of now is that anything can happen, and this is a time for survival strategies. So prepare for the worst. You always could move back from that. And we're very concerned about the probabilities of bank holidays, dollar devaluation, and those are our major concerns right now. With the holidays coming up again, you know, rein in spending. Don't spend an extra penny that you don't have to. And again, don't support anything corporate that you don't have to. The major trends we're looking at coming along the line is this trend we call selective technology, learning how to do things simply. A great story, what's going on in India right now, and this is how you can start making money. They're using technology to help the poorest people. So they have cell phones, for example, that only cost $20. Refrigerators that cost $70. Little stoves that cost $43. High technology. I'm saying this because people looking for opportunities start looking for these kind of things to start selling in the States because the standard of living is going to continue to decline. Necessity is the mother of invention. So we're going to see a lot of inventing opportunities to start providing new products and services to a declining economy. These are the ways to look. Also, in the old areas of old cities, you're going to start seeing them rebirth. So people that are looking for investment opportunities in real estate, as we are up here in Kingston, New York, you start looking for those beautiful old cities that haven't been destroyed through urban renewal. Because young people are going to be looking for places to live, they're going to start moving back into these areas. So those are areas to consider.
By the way, that's already starting. We're already seeing a flood of people getting out of the cities into the country.
Right, and especially these great old small towns. So those are the areas to look at, a rebuilding of community. And that old saying, use it up, wear it out, make it do without. Start buying quality products, everything American, grow your own food, become more self-sustaining. The products that you have on Prison Planet and the other places around, those are the things to start looking into. Heal yourself health care. For this nation to get into shape and for people to survive what's coming ahead, you need to be healthy spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
And in closing, in the minute and a half we have left, I hope people will visit trendsresearch.com and check out all your other great work and also check you out in Fall of the Republic that just was released yesterday. In closing, when will the tyranny peak? When do you think we're going to come out of it? 2012, 2013?
We don't see us coming out of this for a long time economically. This is a long decline. The only reason we got out of the last ones, Alex, go back to the dot-com bust of 2000. $5 trillion is wiped out of the market. The way they got it out was they lowered interest rates to 46-year lows. Now they've done it again. They created the credit crisis and the real estate bubble. Now they've created the bailout bubble. What we're concerned about is that after the bailout bubble blows up, then they take you to war. So we're telling people to be on the alert. Don't buy into the lies and fight the tyranny ahead that's coming ahead by being knowledgeable. So they're going to start also more and more pitting us against other people. Like they've taught us how to hate the Iranians, how to hate Muslims. Be beware of this kind of fear tactic. You know, the big lie works better than the little lie. So the big lie, watch out for that one. Hitler used the big lie. They're going to use the big lie once again.
All right. Gerald Celente, great job. Let me say bye to you during the break. We'll come back, take calls, blitz through some news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I wanted to point out, look at these graphs here. That is the five-year gold graph. 5 years ago, gold was $400 an ounce. And today, it is right at $1,060 an ounce. Look at the 10-year gold in the graph right next to it. Go back 10 years. 10 years ago, it was $300 an ounce. 9 years ago, it was $290 an ounce. 8 years ago, it was $330 an ounce on average. 4 years ago, it was $360 on average. 5 years ago, it was $450 on average. 6 years ago, and it goes up. To a year and a half ago, it was 700, then 800, then 900, then 1,000, and now 1,600. I mean, who can't look at that graph and go, And you try comparing that to the stock market. You try comparing that to anything else. And that's because they're killing the dollar right there. I haven't plugged gold in a couple days. I will tell you that Ted Anderson told me privately that unless gold plunges, which he isn't expecting to happen, the gold prices he has are going to be going up next week. Here are the offers I have for you from Midas Resources, our great gold sponsor, the place I get my precious metals. They have the British Sovereign gold coin at $293. They have the 20 franc gold coin at $238. This is the price it was a month ago. They have the Lakota Silver at $22 a piece. And the even better deal is they have the silver half dollars, the Walking Liberty half dollars, at $869 a piece. You cannot find silver anywhere at that price. This is absolute loss leader. And I'll tell you, I've seen the markup on these gold coins. Take this $20 franc gold coin. And again, this is Ted buying this months ago when gold was $100 less than it is right now. Even with the market, buying gold when the market was $100 lower, there was only about $4.50 of markup in that for Ted. That's the kind of deal you're getting, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot beat these deals. Give Midas Resources a call. The brokers are there until midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. Quit procrastinating, ladies and gentlemen. Gold has now been above 150 for, what is it, 2-3 weeks longer? I mean, it's settled in at a new low of around 1,040. It's right up at 1,060 right now after the close. So again, ladies and gentlemen, be sure and check this out. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of this. You'll be paying the higher price. It's still a great deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Try Midas Resources out. Go call, you know, call, buy a couple gold coins, a little bag of silver coins, a roll of silver coins, whatever the case is. 800-686-2237. And you look at that graph, for those that are watching us on the TV show, but anybody can go, just Google the 5-year, 10-year gold graph or silver graph. They both behave almost exactly the same. Look at that. I mean, in the last 7 years, we've seen a 340% increase in the price of gold. It's coming in on a quadrupling soon. But if you want to hold junk bonds and paper, be my guest. 800-686-2237. Hello, it's the Alex Jones Special. And I want to thank Midas Resources. Ted has been syndicating my radio show for 12 years now, and I couldn't have done it without Ted Anderson. He has stood behind me from the beginning, and as we expand, I want to thank him for his support. 800-686-2237. In closing, I want to tell you about a few of the other sponsors that made today's show possible, because we don't have big globalist funding here. You're funding us with these great sponsors that you support. New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative. You can read all the details on their website, supernaturalsilver.com. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic. Visit their link on Infowars.com to see the study for yourselves. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for your emergency preparedness needs and is a great way to protect you, your family, and your friends according to the material and the medical reports they have on their site. So check it out for yourself. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and see what the new technology can do for you and your family. Again, you can go watch the testimonials and a lot more at SupernaturalSilver.com. Check them out. Supernatural Silver, one word, supernaturalsilver.com. Okay, let's get to these phone calls here. By the way, I got to go to a funeral Sunday, but we're going to have a great best of on the Sunday 4 to 6 show for you this Sunday. Just want to throw that out there now for people. Got to go to my great uncle's funeral. Let's go ahead and let me get my call screen up here. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke. No, Nikki. I was going back to Nikki because she was bringing up some other subject. Go ahead, Nikki.
Yeah, the question was actually for both of you guys because he was talking about the leadership that we're praising here in the United States today. The PPFA Margaret Sanger Award
was given to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Ted Turner, Phil Donahue, and the latest one to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just wanted to refer to Dr. Martin Luther King, how he's being praised in the black community, and a lot of people don't know this about him, and it refers to him as being an advocate for women's rights and family planning worldwide. So I just wanted you to elaborate.
Well, I mean, Martin Luther King was an eloquent speaker and also very intelligent, but he was also used a lot. I'm not defending him, and I'm also not attacking him. A lot of what you hear about him is exaggerated and bad. A lot of what you hear good about him is exaggerated. I've done some research on King. They certainly did kill him. But the issue is W.D.B. Du Bois and others, or E.B. Du Bois, was hired by Sanger. She said, we got to hire black fronts so they'll go sell these weeds on us being able to get rid of them. These are sickening quotes by her. And I know that he did support family planning and all of this because he was sold on it. I don't believe he was for it. But I don't believe he really understood. But yes, certainly Ted Turner and others you mentioned are just sickening racist eugenicists.
Right. And another thing is, I found this online. It's called Notice to Checkpoint Agents for all these illegal checkpoints that are out here. You could keep this paper in your car. I've done it myself when I was in Arizona with a friend of mine. And they will stop you, and they will ask you for your citizenship, and you don't have to tell them anything because these are illegal checkpoints. And I presented them this paper, and I was in the passenger side. I actually gave it to my friend, and she rolled her window down just a little bit, gave them this paper, and they continued to harass her a little bit, but they let her go ahead and go about her way. So I just wanted to let people know.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen those, and I appreciate your call. They are quite effective because they mention the U.S. Code and how false arrest and get in a lot of trouble and how they're not allowed to violate your Fifth Amendment. Look. They're talking about, in U.S. News and World Report, here it is, how OnStar is being used to turn people's cars off by the police. That was always the plan. I told you that a decade ago. Not because I'm smart. I read the FBI's own statements. Other cars have built-in kill switches in them. They're just now announcing this to the public. People say, oh, well, they can stop illegal aliens. They can stop criminals. Here's the deal. We can pull this up. I was in a bunch of newspapers a few months ago. When Homeland Security does four or five of these big raids on meatpacking plants and places to go, oh, look, we're busting illegal aliens, over 3 million illegal aliens come in every year, over 1 million legal, and they deport in these raids 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 in these big publicized raids. It's not even a drop in the bucket, more like a drop in the ocean. And these are stunts. And then they'll show, oh, we broke up this family. Oh, the kid got sent home with his parents even though he was a citizen. They pull on everybody's heartstrings. But it came out in the news that Homeland Security takes almost all those people, takes them and expedites them getting a green card, and that the government then gives them jobs. In fact, I forget the exact headline. It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was ICE gives illegals jobs. They even gave them jobs building the fence that's all fake and couldn't even keep a person out, much less a deer. What was that exact headline? I've seen a bunch of them, but it was like, oh, look how nice they are. Maybe search this term. Homeland Security raids illegals, then gives them jobs or something like that. It's all staged. Like they have in every major city now, police cars that have cameras that read all your license plates. They've had it for over a decade, but now it's going in everywhere. And they drive around and they see stolen cars. They don't stop them. 9 times out of 10, they drive by illegal aliens. They leave them alone. I've talked to Austin cops. They're told don't arrest illegals when they're drunk driving. Don't arrest illegals when they don't have their insurance or don't have their driver's license. But a citizen, they do. One night at the office, one of the IT guys, his license had been expired. He pulled into the office. The cop thought that was suspicious at night, how the cop was coming this way. And one of my, he's actually a contractor, turned in. They thought that was suspicious, whipped in behind him, and said, oh. And by then he'd gone in the office. They start banging on the door. He comes out and goes, what's the problem? They said, get out here. Get him outside. And they say, oh, you were driving this. Your license is expired. And so he called me once they were at the door, and I was already coming to the office to meet him to do some work. It was like at 8 o'clock at night, and I get here, and there's three police cars. They kind of bow up when I first walk up, and turns out two of the cops were big fans. And I said, you know, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't be arresting him. And he said, that's right. The judges get mad if we do that. were encouraged not to. And there have been sheriffs all over the country, one big case in Tennessee, where they would arrest whole 18-wheelers smuggling illegals, and ICE won't come pick them up. This, there it is, Homeland Security frees 27 illegal immigrants, then sends them back to work. That's Fox News. That was out of Seattle. The Department of Homeland Security freed 27 illegal immigrants arrested during a workplace raid in February and offered them legal work permits, signing a major departure, signaling a major departure from the immigration enforcement policy of the Bush administration. And Bush did the same thing. Folks, I could pull up hundreds of these. I remember an AP article, maybe I can pull up the exact article from 3 years ago, and they said, we know the economy's getting bad, and so we're going to give illegals home loans with no evidence, no paperwork. And how they do it is, three major banks at the time, Wells Fargo was the first, Vicente Fox came here and gave them an award in Austin. It's in fall. It's in Battle for the Republic, the 17-minute mini-film that's an extra on Endgame. I was going to put it in the film, but it didn't fit, so we just made it an extra. It's really informative. And Vicente Fox came and gave Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett, an award and gave the Austin Police Department an award for not following the law and arresting illegals. And Wells Fargo, well, the police got the award for not arresting illegals and leaving them alone. They got an award for being criminals. But they'll throw the book at you, the stupid, dumb American milk cow, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, they don't care. You're the sucker. Not the illegals. They're meant to drive down wages, bring down the country into the globalist system. That's in the CFR, Club of Rome's own documents. Professor Pasture talks about it. He's an advocate of it. Said I'd take calls. You see, that's thousands of points here. If I ever start covering news, I'll never even get to your calls. Ever. But he gave the police an award for being criminals and gave them across the country in big cities. Chicago, L.A., but Austin is the smallest city I've seen. He gave it to him. And the Calderon gives him awards, too. And he gave Wells Fargo an award because Wells Fargo issues illegals if they have a matricula, a Mexican consulate. Mexico makes their people have real IDs. But in the U.S., they issue, Austin has a consulate. It's called a mission. It's a smaller one, where they just issue for $24 a fake ID. You can go in and get three at the same time and get three people on welfare, the same person under three names, and that's all sent, a lot of it sent to Mexico. Then if you have a consular matricula, Wells Fargo gives them a debit card and a bank account, and then with that they get a home loan. And AP had bank executives admitting they're doing this when citizens don't get this. You go into your bank, they want three forms of ID, thumbprints, you're scum, you're filth, you're trash. But if you're an illegal, you are God. So all the face scanning cameras, license plate readers, it's all for the American people. Homeland Security's for the American people. Luke in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Just first wanted to say I love your show, and your movie is phenomenal. And I've been reading over the Global Climate Treaty, and I just find like a bunch of words are repeated and just things that aren't like making sense to me, and I was wondering if you could like clarify. Like, if
sure, I have the treaty or parts of it somewhere right here in front of me. Go ahead.
All right. Well,
oh, there's Business Week embracing illegals. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. The section of the REDD system with like capacity building, and it talks about like NAMA, like incorporating NAMA to like parties and everything. And like,
sir, it's a 1,000-plus page treaty. I've only scanned over it where it says government and calls for global governance. I'm trying to find it, some of the key sections. But yeah, it's just it's like NAFTA was a wheelbarrow, tens of thousands of more than 14,000 pages long. It was not free or fair trade. It was a giant ripoff and tax exemptions for companies that leave the U.S. And this carbon thing is where all the big companies are exempt. All the middle size and small and our homes, the bureaucrats are going to gang rape us financially. That's all it is.
And what about NAMA?
Well, I don't have the treaty in front of me. Tell me about it.
It's a bill that's incorporated into it. It's like a separate bill from,
Sir, you're talking about an 1,100-page document.
It's like it's a bill. It's a Proposal for National Asset Management Agency bill within it, and it says, like, they'll incorporate it as soon as the treaty is signed.
Yes, yes, they're passing a flotilla of bills in Congress on carbon tax, on banking regulations. This is global government. In this set of treaties, the nation states are passing, that's what I've been saying all week, passing laws to get in line to plug into the global government. They're going to track everything you buy, sell, do, companies, the new banking regulations. You hear Obama calls it bailout 2, stimulus 2. That allows banks to regulate all private businesses. It's global government, sir. They admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just they're showing it now. That's exactly what this bill says they want to do.
Well, listen, I can't read the whole thing and do everything I'm doing. We've had guests on about it. I've scanned over it. Every page is a nightmare. Folks, do your own analysis. Break it down. Write articles for it. Send it to writers@infowars.com or kurt@infowars.com or aaron@infowars.com. We're posting more and more reader information. I know you have a lot of smart people out there. I can't keep, that's what I'm saying, folks. They're hitting us from every side. The total world government with no freedom, no liberty is being set up right now, Luke.
What? That's I'm just scared because they're just showing us now what they want to do and what they're going to do.
I know. Sir, you can Google New World Order. Thousands of mainstream news articles admitting exactly what it is.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. Folks, be part of history. The enemy is taking over, but it's all fraudulent and openly criminal. But they said, hey, we're going to put deadly poison called fluoride in your water. It's good for you. Shut up and drink it. Oh, but all the studies say it kills me and gives me cancer. We don't care. Shut up. We have police. Hey, you don't arrest illegals, but you arrest me for the same thing. Shut up. That's right, scum. Pay my paycheck. You know, oh, offshore banks are taking over. That's criminal. That's right. Shut up. We'll stage a terror attack and blame it on you and arrest your ass. That's how these people roll. That's how they're operating. That's what they're doing. And we've got to get mad with the truth and get it out to people. We have to get angry and then take the truth and get it out there. And that's what Fall the Republic does. I busted my hind tail on this. This sucker is good. This baby will wake people up. This has got the facts. And anybody that wants to know the truth can learn it. They can pack their lies and slick media and disinfo on people, but that's got to be reapplied. Somebody finds out the truth one time, their life is changed. That's the secret about the truth. One grain of truth can smash a mountain of lies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. Do not wait. Order it now. It's the best way to get it out to people. Make copies of it. Or watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv, download it, burn it to disk. It's so easy with the DivX version up there. Get it out to everybody. I know people are going wild with it. I want to commend you. I want to thank you. Gabby in Florida, you're on the air, and then we'll talk to Captain Truth at least. Go ahead, Gabby.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I have two quick questions for you. I have a newborn baby that's 2 months, and they asked me to take some shots for her. What do you think about that?
Well, you make your own medical decision, but they want you to take the hepatitis shot, correct?
The hepatitis, the polio, and the DTP shot?
Okay. Japan, it's illegal to give somebody under 2 shots in Japan because they actually care a little bit about their people. Your child isn't going to be injecting heroin or cocaine. Your child isn't going to be having sex. The hepatitis is one of the most deadly vaccines on record. And I would just make that decision for yourself. They're not trying to make you give it to her, are they?
No. They said that if you want to, yeah. But at first the doctor was like, oh, you know, she has to take them. Like, it was like...
Yeah, they lie. Color of law is hardcore criminal sicko filth. Again, even if you think shots are good, they shouldn't lie and say you have to. Then you showed backbone and they backed off and said, I got one that can see. I got a slave that's aware. Ma'am, you do what you want. My 3 children have never had an injection in their life.
Oh, wow, that's great. I have one more question, Alex. My husband is a deep listener of you, and he's planning on joining the National Guard. What do you think about that?
Dear God, they're going to shoot him up like a pincushion. Whatever, free country, do what you want.
All right, thank you, Alex, and you have a good day.
God bless you. Oh, man. Captain Truth in Vegas. Captain?
Good afternoon, Alex. It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Honor to talk to you. We got 1 minute.
Okay. You and Aaron Russo probably saved my life. The way I did the DVDs is I asked for, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I asked for a deposit and offered to refund it if they brought the DVD back to me, but I just had to have some reproduction money to make more DVDs. I if I'd have made anything, and if I ever did, I guess. Well, I'm in
that's
the house
not the
now,
issue, but. Sir. I can't tell people they can sell them, or they will take it away from me, copyright it, and say it's their work, and I can't sell it. And we've had people actually try that. So just whatever. I don't want to hear about what you're doing. Just get the DVDs out to people. That's the whole issue. My God, a DivX is like 25 cents for the CD, and you can put the film on it. So whatever. Great job. Keep it up. I got people calling me every day saying, can I put it on Access TV? The film says copy and distribute on the back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.